Food with Ray Foley and Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation.
Hey, you see this lovely story in the Examiner? What? This is a Cork crisp company blown away as people turn up to pick 20 tons of beetroot. It's a heartwarming tale. Heartwarming tale. Community coming together to help someone in need. Basically, the situation was their cold weather was on the way and it was going to ruin an entire crop of beetroot. So they put out the call and said, if anyone can help us dig it up, come on down and give us a hand. And lo and behold, lovely story. Loads of people showed. Let me call my Joe's Farm Crisps guy. One second. Talking food with thanks to Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation.
20 tons of beetroot.
It's a lot of beetroot. A lot of beet, a lot of root.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Sandra.
Sandra, you're not Joe.
No.
How are you? It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Sandra Burns from Joe's Farm Crisps. How are you, madam?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Good. Well, you must be very good, actually, because this is a lovely story of people coming to help you with the beetroot. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Last Friday, we put a call out for help because we had an acre of beetroot, which would be 14 beds of beetroot that we needed to pick by hand. I suppose, as you know, East Cork got hammered the middle of October with
the storms.
And everything.
Yeah.
And we only got our potatoes out of the ground 2 days before that storm. So on the Monday, then storm was the Wednesday. And being honest, we haven't been able to get back into the fields with machinery and tractors to harvest out the rest of the crops.
What is it still? Is it that it's flooded? Is it?
It's all waterlogged.
Oh, yep. Jesus, that's awful to hear. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, so, such a dose. Yeah.
There's a lot of farmers around, I suppose, that there's a lot of potato farmers that would still have potatoes in the ground that we've heard, I suppose, Joe, in the last week that have the same problems. But I suppose we were lucky that we had our platform that we could ask for help because we make crisps out of our beetroot and different other vegetables and potatoes. And we asked for help from, we said we'd do 10 to half four and we'd update again to see, Joe, I suppose, what was left and what other days we'd be doing it weather-wise and all that. And we ended up getting over 60 people and everything was done in 4 hours.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah. Fair play.
Do you know what? Never underestimate the crisp lovers. That's what I always say. They can be mobilised at a moment's notice. That's lovely too. So you got it all up and out. And did you say, I was reading it was like 20 tons of beetroot. That's a lot of beetroot.
20 tons, yeah. It's our full beetroot that we use for the crisps for the full year. Right. So it had to get out because one night's frost would have taken it. So between waterlogged fields and if you got just even ground frost would have taken that. So and then we're busy coming up to Christmas. So there was a lot of factors that kind of was putting, like I suppose we were hoping that the weather would dry and the fields would dry and that didn't happen. Yeah, we're still waiting for that to happen.
Storms so, you're in Killa, is that right?
We're Killa, East Cork.
Yeah, I've got you. Yeah. So tell us, how do you flavour then? What kind of flavours do you get in a beetroot crisp? Or do you need to flavour it in a particular way in order to cut through its own flavour?
No, we let the flavour of the actual veg. So we have three different varieties.
Okay.
We do a veg, which is carrots, parsnip and beetroot in a bag. Beetroot on its own and then pink, purple and white potatoes. So it's the flavour of the actual veg. So you get the sweetness and
so it's not salted or anything, or you don't have a salt and vinegar or anything or any particular.
No.
Right, it's au naturel.
Yeah, we use Achill Island sea salt. So it's just the flavour of the actual veg or spuds that do kind of the talking. And the flavours change throughout the year because the veg would naturally change. So, but yeah, they're quite unusual. So they're quite, the veg ones will be quite sweet.
Yeah,
and then the potato will be quite savoury, so very unusual kind of crisp.
Are they healthier beetroot? Is it lower calorie or that kind of thing? Because of course everyone's a bit more mindful about what they're putting in their bodies and what they're eating these days.
I suppose with everything in moderation, they will be quite extremely high in fibre and stuff, but they are still cooked in oil to get the crisp up. You to get that crunch, you need the oil.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, so I suppose you're not going to claim it's an incredible, a wonder food or anything like that. How much crisp, how many bags of crisps do you reckon you'll get out of all them beetroot then?
Oh God, I have no idea, but we're kind of flat out.
Right, well, that's good to hear. It's good to yeah. know that everyone did it. And by a fair play to everyone that came along and helped. And it's good to hear.
You.
You're online, you can buy the crisps online. It's www.joesfarmcrisps.ie. That's joesfarmcrisps.ie. And you can follow online on social as well. And fair play to everyone for coming along and helping. Listen, Sandra, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thanks, take care.
Food with Ray Foley and Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation.